Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
President Biden addressed the nation last night, delivering his second State of the Union address. As expected, he led with the economy.
We're not finished yet by any stretch of the imagination, but unemployment rate is at 3.4%, a 50-year low.
He noted that while inflation is still quite high, it has grown more slowly each of the past several months. Biden said he's working to slash the deficit, though the federal government is still on track to overspend by about $1 trillion this year. The president criticized GOP leaders for demanding spending cuts before raising the nation's debt ceiling, and he drew a chorus of Republican groans with this remark.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
And the room remained starkly divided when Biden called for nationwide abortion rights.
Congress must restore the right that was taken away in Roe v. Wade and protect Roe v. Wade.
He also called for more gun control and police reform. On the global stage, he vowed to protect the nation from Chinese threats and to continue backing Ukraine in its fight against Russian invaders. Moments later, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders delivered the GOP response. She pulled no punches, charging that Biden has been weak in responding to China and that he has abandoned the U.S. southern border to a state of chaos.
President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people.
Sanders said President Biden has steered his administration all the way to the left, forcing Americans to fight for basic First Amendment rights.
We are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols. All while big government colludes with big tech to strip away the most American thing there is, your freedom of speech.
She said Republicans want to restore fiscal sanity, rein in inflation, and provide school choice to all American families. Rescue teams from around the world are frantically digging through debris in Turkey and Syria as a staggering death toll from Monday's earthquakes continues to rise. At least 7,200 people are now confirmed dead. Freezing temperatures have set in, complicating searches and threatening thousands of survivors who are without shelter.
Büyük bir korku.
One woman said her family has nowhere to go after their home was destroyed. They're staying at a tent city with only a bonfire for heat. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken said Tuesday,
deployed now more than 150 search and rescue personnel to Turkey. USAID, the Agency for National Development, is in the lead of our efforts. We have U.S. helicopters that are supporting Turkish response efforts in very hard-to-reach areas.
The United Nations has released $25 million in emergency funding. The U.S. trade deficit with China grew for a second straight year. World's Josh Schumacher has more.
The U.S. Census Bureau reports that the country's annual trade deficit with China climbed to $380 billion in 2022. The U.S. imported more than $530 billion worth of goods from China, but exported only a little more than $150 billion to China. The U.S. trade deficit with China in 2021 was roughly $350 billion. In 2020, the U.S. trade deficit with China dropped by about $30 billion from the year before. For World, I'm Josh Schumacher.
L.A. Lakers superstar LeBron James just made history with a step-back jump shot in the third quarter of last night's game against the Thunder.
LeBron James, a shot in history.
The call there from TNT Sports. And with that shot, James became the NBA's all-time scoring leader. His career total now stands at 38,388 points. He broke a record that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had held for nearly four decades. I'm Kent Covington, and straight ahead on Washington Wednesday, reaction to the president's speech, plus coming to terms with changing media. This is The World and Everything in It.